You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night, the Houston Sports Awards, going to be an amazing night. A.J. Foyt, George Foreman, so many people are going to be down there tomorrow night. Really looking forward to being there as well. It's going to be a big night here in Houston, year number two for the Houston Sports Award. Also, a big thank you to the Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit. The Daspit Law Firm is a personal injury attorney firm. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. You go to DaspitLaw.com. They're bilingual. They absolutely love the sport of soccer. Car accidents, motorcycle, industrial, construction, you don't want to get in them. But you do need representation if you do. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Now, what are the most significant signings in the offseason here for the Houston Dynamo coming over from New York City FC? Tommy McNamara, 27 years of age from West Nyack, New York, played at Brown and Clemson 86 times for New York City FC, 13 goals for them in 3 years. And Tommy joins us now from Tucson, Arizona. Tom, thank you very, very much for coming on the show. I guess we're going to just have to start calling you Tommy Mac, right?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever's easier.
Yeah, I think that was your moniker up on the East Coast. How's preseason going so far, and how's the adjustment been coming here with a new group of guys and kind of a new beginning for you?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been exciting. You know, it's exciting to take on a new challenge in my career. We've been busy. We start earlier, obviously, with the Champions League compared to, you know, most of the other clubs in MLS. So it's been busy. We've kind of hit the ground running hard straight from the first training session. So it's been good. We've been preparing well, you know, getting to know the guys on the team, getting to, you know, relearn the coaching staff, even though I was with them a few years ago. So it's been good.
So when we talk about Wilmer Cabrera, when you were drafted by Chivas USA and you started with Wilmer, now it's a couple years down the road, you reunite with Wilmer. Is Wilmer a different coach now?
Yeah, I mean, of course. He still carries himself the same way. He's still the same person. Still has a similar idea about the game. You know, but of course he's a little bit different, and so am I. You know, he has more experience coaching in the league. So, you know, things are a little bit different, but he's still the same person, and he still has the same ideas in playing soccer and how to manage the group.
Tommy McNamara joining us, acquired by the Houston Dynamo, attack-oriented midfielder. Really looking forward to seeing him contribute to the Dynamo this year. All right, let's start with New York City FC, and this was kind of a dream for you. I mean, not everybody gets an opportunity to go back sort of to the area that they grew up in, play in Yankee Stadium for New York City FC. Let's start with your connection and playing with Andrea Pirlo and what that was like.
Yeah, it was great. It was incredible. You know, guys like him and Frank and David, you know, I thought that the only way I'd ever get to play with them after watching them my whole childhood growing up on television is if I played over in Europe and was playing in the Champions League. And obviously, that's not the case in my career, but I had the opportunity to play with three guys that have won a lot of titles in their career, and they've played a lot of games, and they're some of the best players in their positions and in the world. And so playing with Andrea was really special. He's a great person, first and foremost. Consider him a friend now, and, you know, the way he sees the game is just different than anybody else. So to just kind of, even just in training sessions, just see the passes he was making, and the way he saw the field was, you know, a real learning experience and kind of just an awing experience.
Frank Lampard, what are the first impressions you got from him being around him?
Yeah, very, very good person as well. very committed, very driven. He works very hard. You know, he's the first one in and the last one out every day. And, you know, soccer-wise, he just had a knack for scoring goals. He was just committed to getting himself in the box and get him free. And so it was great to learn from that, too, and to see kind of his movement in and around the 18-yard box to get himself in the goal-scoring positions and then obviously have the ability to put them in the back of the net.
And then how about playing with a striker like David Villa?
Yeah, David, I mean, David was the face of the club for the first 4 years. You know, he really led the team and he carried the team. And he was just an incredible example to all the guys within our squad. But I think he was also an incredible example across the whole league and even the United States. And he was a guy that was committed to making sure he was prepared to lead the team every day and to score goals every day. And just to see his mentality at training was just a great example to see for a younger guy in my career at the time.
Tommy McNamara joining us, new Dynamo acquisition in midfield this year. We're going to talk about where he sees himself fitting in with the Dynamo. Patrick Vieira had a really high opinion of you, despite all those big names you just mentioned, Andrea Pirlo, Frank Lampard, David Villa. Talk about what it was like to play under Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. You know, the way that he wanted to play the game really fit into what I wanted to do, or I guess my strengths and weaknesses. You know, the way he went about his work was different than what I'd ever really experienced in my past. Tactically, how he thought about the game and what he wanted out of the players, it was very challenging, but that was what made it, you know, very exciting for me. I'm a very thoughtful person and like to consider the game both on the field and off the field. And so he presented that challenge to the players.
Was that the biggest tactical challenge you've ever had in your career?
Yes, it was.
And take me a little deeper into that, because I think this is interesting for the listener. Why was it tactically a little bit of a push, and what additionally did he want out of you from the cerebral part of the game?
Yeah, it was, you know, his way of coaching and his idea and how the game should be played was about positional play. So essentially all 11 guys on the field at all moments in the game had a certain position to be in, which, you know, would affect the guy next to them, behind them, in front of them. And so you tactically had to be very switched on to know, like, you know, in this given situation, in that given situation, where do I need to be on the field in order to execute the game plan? And so he asked a lot of people to, like, really understand the game, to really understand what he wanted. And then also he switched formations, not a crazy amount, but a little bit, and that required different things from the different roles. So it was just it was an exciting challenge, and one that I relished taking on, because it made, you know, you really had to think about the game and understand the game, which for me, that's one of my strengths, and which is why I think, I suited his system so well.
Dynamo midfielder Tommy McNamara, I think this is fascinating what you're talking about, because I'm going to lead you into something that jumped right into my mind. So there may be some very talented players on that roster. As talented as anybody that may be in the starting 11. But if they don't grasp the tactical side of what Patrick Vieira is putting out there, they're not going to play. Would you say that's correct?
I mean, there's always exceptions for everything, and there's always, you know, different things of that nature. But no, it was very important to him that the players understood what he wanted and what he wanted in a specific formation or a specific game plan against certain opponents. And so that was, you know, something that was of a high priority to him. And if players weren't able to, you know, meet those demands, that was, you know, an issue for him, obviously.
Yeah. So I would think at this point of your career, wow, what a wonderful stretch that is. And you saying you're a cerebral guy. I thought the Super Bowl final was a cerebral game, and that we should acknowledge that there was a lot of cerebral things going on. But was that a fun stretch for you? The fact that now, okay, this guy's challenging me in a way that I've never been challenged by a coach before.
Yeah, no, it was definitely enjoyable. And it was enjoyable even more so for the fact that I think it really fit me personally. You know, if it was something else that was required of a coach that I wasn't good at, obviously that would make it more difficult and would be less enjoyable. But no, it was something that I think suited me very well. And so I certainly enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed learning, maybe not a new way of playing a game, but a way that I haven't really been taught before. And to have these demands placed on myself and on my teammates that, you know, wasn't really there to the same degree, I should say, previously.
So, I mean, am I surmising correctly when I say Patrick Vieira helped you to become a better player?
Of course, all the coaches in my career have helped me become a better player, from when I was a kid with my father and, you know, the Karuga brothers who coached me at the youth level through college and, you know, even professionally now, to the four coaches I've had now.
Yeah, one of the Karuga brothers is down here. He listens to the show, so he's going to be glad you're on. In fact, he arranged the first interview we did together when you were on New York City FC.
Yeah, he's a great friend. I'm happy that he's down here. It makes things easier with the adjustment. He's a great family friend now, almost part of the family. So it's great.
Yeah, he's a good addition to the Houston soccer community. We're talking to Tommy McNamara of the Houston Dynamo. Played both at Brown and Clemson. 3 years with New York City FC, out in Arizona now as the Dynamo preparing for CONCACAF Champions League play. Tommy, if I ask you to describe yourself as a player, how would you describe yourself?
Yeah, you know, I would say that I'm hardworking. I'm willing to give everything to my teammates in the club and the coaching staff and the supporters to try to win games. You know, I would say that I'm a smart player on the field, and I have some attacking qualities, and I'm hoping that, you know, this is going to be a very successful season for the club, and, you know, I can help contribute to a positive and successful season.
So as far as being deployed in a midfield, and obviously we just learned with your time under Vieira at New York City FC that you're versatile. Do you prefer a starting point of being a little bit wider? Do you prefer being underneath the forward? What's best for you? And I know you're going to give me an answer that, well, whatever it takes maybe to get on the field, but which do you prefer and why?
No, I like playing in attacking positions. Now, whether that's centrally or out wide, if I had to pick between the two, it would probably preferably be in the middle. But I enjoy being in attacking positions. Yeah.
And just to put this out there, I know you're not coming to Houston, Texas to be a reserve. You're fighting to be a starter on this team.
No, of course. You know, this is my career, and I'm here to compete to start games for this team and help them be successful. So I'm coming in here with the mindset of, you know, preparing myself and playing to the best of my abilities and to helping this club be successful.
2015, 1,300-plus minutes, 5 goals for New York City FC. 2016, 5 goals. You played 2,200-plus minutes. Then 2017, and you had 5 goals that year. Another 3 goals in 2017, 1,500-plus minutes. Last year, you had some injury problems and things, only 370 minutes. Just describe how tough last year was and where you are health-wise now and how excited you are to really log more minutes.
Yeah, no, I mean, last year was a frustrating year for me personally in my career. You know, I went from being a starter and starting a lot of games to hardly playing at all. And so it was difficult and it was frustrating, and I put my head down and I kept working and tried to take advantage of, you know, the limited opportunities that I was really given, and, you know, thought that I'd done pretty well with them, and the team had certainly done well. But, you know, the coaching staff obviously felt differently, but that's a part of the career. Sometimes these things happen. I'm healthy. I was healthy all last year, so I'm excited for a fresh start. I'm excited for a new challenge. I'm excited to move forward with my career, and especially with the Houston Dynamo. I feel excited being part of this team, and, I'm really excited for the season to start.
Tommy McNamara, the Houston Dynamo, they're getting prepared for their CONCACAF Champions League out in Arizona. What's been the focus from Wilmer Cabrera? Are we getting more into the tactical side of things as we're getting closer to CONCACAF Champions League play?
Yeah, you know, the two biggest focuses to start, you know, was the physical and the technical side of things. You know, obviously it's a long layoff from the end of the season last year until we got started, and so that was the focus at the beginning. But we've thrown in pretty much right from the start things that we want to do as a team tactically, just kind of general principles. And, you know, now we just got out to Arizona. We have three games, so we've built a pretty good base physically and technically, and we're going to continue to work on those, obviously, over the course of the next, you know, 10, 11 days here in Arizona. But now with these three games leading up to the Champions League game, you know, we're focusing a little bit more on the technical side of things of what we want to do. And, you know, once we get out the other side of Arizona, we'll start really focusing and preparing for the Champions League game.
How competitive has preseason been? Because guys are certainly out to win starting jobs.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's a handful of new guys in the club. You know, obviously it was a difficult MLS season last year. Great success with the Open Cup championship. But, you know, the club has brought in a few new players. And so now it's a time for everybody to kind of compete for spots again. And it's an opportunity over the course of 5 weeks with, you know, five or six preseason games to kind of show where you're at, show what you can do for the team, what you can do, what the coaches can see that you can do, and how you can help the team be successful. So it's certainly competitive, and that's how preseason should be.
Well, we're excited to see you in Houston with the Houston Dynamo, Tommy. We appreciate you coming on the show. I hope it's the first of many visits for you, and wishing you the best of luck this season, continued success in preseason. And a big thank you for you to come on the show from Arizona tonight.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, Tommy McNamara, West Nyack, New York, played his collegiate soccer at Brown and Clemson. If you remember, had a number of MLS Goal of the Weeks with curling, bending finishes, but exciting player too. And from an attacking perspective, I think Dynamo fans are going to really like Tom McNamara. All right, we're going to take a break here. Dynamo, I believe, in action tomorrow. We'll be playing. And, of course, also tomorrow we have the Houston Sports Award here in Houston. So I'm going to be down there. It's going to be exciting to be down there as well. Reminder, get over to Facebook Soccer Matters. You can go in our shop over there. Our T-shirts are there. We're going to roll out some other colors. I think you're going to like them. And right now, we will take a break.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.